Hello, welcome back to the Shaping Little Minds podcast. I am so excited to have you here. Marshy, my dog, is well on her way. She's almost 2 weeks post-op when this podcast goes live. It's definitely been an adjustment being home with her all day, every day. And honestly, there were some sleepless nights, but I am super grateful to have the flexibility to stay home with her during this time while she's recovering. All right. Let me tell you about today's podcast sponsor, the place where you get individualized support, a learning portal to dive into at your own pace, and access to resources and to me as your coach. My one-on-one coaching program is here. It has been here. It is here to meet your needs so that you can go from feeling overwhelmed, questioning your teaching abilities, and lost to feeling confident in yourself and in your teaching skills. Here is everything you need to know about the program. The program currently runs for 12 weeks or 3 months. Teachers have a learning portal that they can dive into at their own pace. There are 4 60-minute coaching calls each month. Recaps and recordings of each coaching call are available. Review of any classroom work can and will happen. Rules, routines, procedures, lesson plans, etc., whatever you need. There is 24/6 Voxer access. Voxer is a free messaging app that you will have access to where you can literally get coached, you can share wins, you can share frustrations, you can ask any questions. This is for you in between our coaching calls. And the cost is $9.97. There are 3 payment options for this cost. You can pay in full, the full $9.97. You can pay $3.33 over the course of 3 months, or pay $167 over the course of 6 months. My clients have seen tremendous growth and success within this program. It is a program like no other in early education, and I want to tell you this now. Prices are going up in January of 2024, so you do not want to miss this chance to get in at this price. This is the cheapest it'll ever get. No, I am not doing scarcity tactics. I actually mean it. The program is worth so much more than what it is right now, so prices will go up. You can fill out the application with the description below. Once you have applied, I will personally message you to let you know whether or not you're a good fit and get on our initial 30-minute call so that we can create a 3-step plan that will ignite your love for teaching and create a life you never thought possible. If you have any questions, you can send me a DM on Instagram at Shaping Little Minds Podcast at any time. That my Instagram handle will also be in the description below should you have any questions. All right, let's dive on in. Hey there, Adva here. I am so excited to welcome you to the Shaping Little Minds podcast, where we help support and mentor early childhood teachers inside the classroom. This is a place where we dive into classroom management, growth mindset, professional learning, and so much more. I'm an early childhood teacher who saw a huge gap in how early childhood educators were supported inside the classroom. I created this platform in order to help teachers feel more confident, supported, and develop a sense of trust in their teaching. Let's make teaching exciting again. So before I dive into this week's myth-busting episode, I want to preface this by saying there is absolutely nothing wrong with wanting a Pinterest-perfect or Pinterest-worthy classroom. But if it is causing you stress, anxiety, or you feel like you're going broke in the process, we should talk about it. So let's make it make sense. Teachers go crazy trying to figure out how to create a classroom that is inviting, decorated, and will create a sense of community. The problem is, teachers put all of their focus on how to decorate their classroom. They want amazing bulletin board decorations, they want a classroom theme, they're spending money on various posters and classroom supplies. You get the picture. So the question is this a self-imposed expectation? Is it a societal expectation, or is it a school expectation? To be completely honest, I think it's a mix of all three. As teachers, we're willing to work hard and spend the little money we earn on our classroom. But what happens when you're a brand new teacher and you don't have the money to be able to do it all? What happens when this idea of a Pinterest-worthy or Pinterest-perfect classroom is honestly consuming you? What happens when this Pinterest perfect classroom doesn't come together the way you envisioned it? The pressure this adds to a teacher's already high-pressure job can be all-consuming and can cause more harm than good. It can put you in a spiral of not feeling, quote, good enough. It can create a space of comparisonitis where you're comparing yourself to other teachers or the teacher next door. It can lead to burnout before the school year even begins, and it can create a competitive environment in school, and a competitive environment is never an environment you want to be in. This never leads to a good place. The outcome is never what you hoped for when you get to this point. Here's what I will remind you of. Your classroom will be amazing no matter what you put up on the bulletin boards. Your classroom will never be a perfect place. You're not perfect, and neither are your students, and that's okay. If you want to spend money in your classroom, I suggest giving yourself a reasonable budget so you don't feel like you're going completely broke. And last but not least, try your hardest to stay away from comparing. You don't know how long it's taken another teacher to have their room set up and decorated the way they do. So here's the thing. Your mental health is more important than the decor in the classroom. Don't forget that. And who you are as a person and as a teacher is more important than the decor. You are an amazing teacher no matter what your classroom looks like. Decor doesn't say anything about who you are as a teacher. So to wrap this all up, this myth can have a truly negative impact on a person's mental well-being. Your classroom does not have to be Pinterest perfect or Pinterest worthy. So don't put all of that pressure on yourself. And if you want to let go of these myths and create a different mindset for yourself moving forward, I can help you to do that inside of my one-on-one coaching program. As always, thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast episode. If you could share this episode with your teacher friends, leave a review, or just share the episode on Instagram and tag me at Shaping Little Minds Podcast. I love to connect with you. Keep learning, growing, and becoming your best teacher self. I am so proud of you. See you next time, teachers.